We continue our learning. We are in Ksuvos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Now, our Mishnah is going to teach us that if a woman brings into the marriage money and into the dowry, so the husband, when he writes down that value in the Ksuvah, remember, that's the Nichsei Tzon Basel, he writes in the Ksuvah, and if they get divorced or he passes away, she's entitled to that full amount. So he's supposed to write down in the Ksuvah that he received a half more than she gives. So he's basically writing... he's writing that one and a half of whatever she brings in, a certain amount, $100, he writes down as if he got $150, so which is an extra half, or you want to say altogether it's really a third. But either way, that's what she has to write down. We'll explain why that is. And if she brings in metaltal and movable objects, not cash, which is something that cannot be invested right away, and we'll see that's the major difference between them, like clothing or jewelry, he writes down their value in the ksuva as if you received a fifth less. So if it's $500 worth of clothing, he writes down that he received $400 worth of clothing. On the other hand, as we said, if it's cash she's bringing in $100, he writes down as if he got $150. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Paskar lahachnis lo elef dinar. If the woman pledged that she's bringing in as to the marriage as part of the dowry 1,000 dinar cash, who posei kenegdan? He has to pledge corresponding to that, meaning he's going to actually write, record in the ksuva that he received chamisha asara maneh. He received 1,500 dinar. She's bringing in $1,000 cash, and he's writing down, I got $1,500 cash. That's right. Now, the Gemara calls that the Mefarshim Tei, he adds on he's most of shlish, but that's because the extra is a third of the entire dowry. That's what we call a shlish milabar, which ends up mibachutz, is really a third, which is really milagav, if you're looking at the inside, is only a half, what we would call a half. Either way, we get the idea. 1,000 becomes 1,500. Oh, we keneged hashum, but if she brings in metaltal and movable object that needs shum, which means they need to be assessed, they need to be appraised, like clothing and jewelry and the furniture and the like, who posteik pachos chomesh? The husband records in the ksuva that value, whatever the appraisal value, minus a fifth. So if she brought in a dowry, a furniture, or clothing, whatever, that was 1,000 dinar, you know what he's going to write? He's going to write it to you. You brought into the marriage that I owe you upon divorce, or if I pass away, I owe you 800 dinar. Why is that so? So the Gemara explains because at the wedding, they would speak about the appraisal of all of the things of the dowry that was brought in to give kavod to the kala and make the chassan very happy. And they would actually evaluate, they would praise the all the batatlin she brings in at a fifth more than they're really worth, just because they exaggerated a little bit for the kavod of the kala and the chassan. So because they would appraise it a little bit a higher rate, so therefore we know it was a fifth higher, he writes down a fifth less than what they appraised it at. A shum bimane vishave bimane. Let's say she pledged she's bringing in a shum money. What does it mean, shum money? So shum is appraisal. Money is 100 zuz. So what she's basically saying is, based on the different objects that she's bringing into the nedunya that are really worth money, 100 zuz. And in fact, so that's what it means. Shum b'mana, v'shav b'mana. So she, in fact, the appraisal is what they're really worth. So ain lo el amana. So then it's only a mana. He can't say, well, since I wrote in the ksuva a mana, so therefore it's her obligation to what? To bring in a mana v'chomesh, 125 dinar. So what's happening here is that nothing yet is recorded in the ksuva. She pledges she's bringing in objects that are evaluated as 100. Okay, so meaning and he should write down in the ksuva 100 dinar keneged, corresponding to all the objects she's going to bring. Indeed, they are worth 100. But when they appraise them, they appraise them how much? Maybe a little bit more, the way they appraise them in the shuk, but not at the marriage. So then we don't say, well, he can't say, well, you know, then this is what we should do. Since you're bringing in really 100 dinar a money, so then, you know, we should really assume, well, you know, since I'm writing down 100 dinar, so you, my wife, really need to bring in 125, because that's the way it works. The same way I would record a certain amount less, so too, how much do you record less? You record, we said, it's a fifth less. Remember, metaltalin is where he gets to record a fifth less, because they exaggerate the amount. But here they didn't do the appraisal at the wedding. So he can't say, well, you know, I wrote down in the ksuva that you brought in 100 dinar worth. So therefore, that's really a fifth less. So it's your obligation, since I wrote down 100 dinar, it's your obligation to actually, to his wife, he says, to bring in metaltalin that are worth 125. Doesn't work that way, because after that, he already recorded 100 zuz, and this is not something that's being appraised somewhere else. When it's appraised at the wedding, so then we say, okay, you can record a fifth less. But if you wrote down in the ksuva already, based on an appraisal in the shuk, it's 100 zuz, you can then say, no, you need to bring in 125 worth of metaltalin. Then the Mishnah says, shum bimaneh. If, let's say, the woman wants the husband to write down, to record in the ksuva, that she brought in items that are worth 100 dinar, so then, he no senes shloshim va'achas sela v'dinar. She then has to bring in 125 dinar. That's what it means. 31 sela and a dinar. That is 125. She would have to bring in a dowry that is going to be appraised as 125. So, and let's just do the next line, and then we'll explain. Uva arba meos, and if she wants the husband to write down he accepted 400 dinar, he no senes chamesh meos, then she has to give a dowry that is going to be appraised as 500. What does it mean? The Mishnah is teaching you like this, that the halacha, now I should be able to figure this out already. We're coming to tell you that whether the nedunya is a lot or the nedunya is a little, meaning she brings not so many metaltalin, either way the shum is going to be evaluation, and we know is exaggerated, and therefore you could put down, recording the ksuva, a fifth less. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, so let's clarify this. What we just said before was that if, in fact, we're not talking about appraisal of the wedding, but appraisal in the shuk, and he records a money, 100 zuz in the ksuva, so, and it's really worth 100 zuz, so that's all he's getting. He can't tell her, you need to bring in more. What we're doing now is we're giving an example of a case that's not 1,000 dinar, let's say, that's brought into the marriage. And if they're not talking about cash right now, we're talking about metaltalin. So we want to tell you that the Reish's case was when we're speaking about a lot of money, 1,000 dinar. Here we're only talking about 100 dinar, 100 zuz, only a money. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that this halacha, that you record one, we know what it's appraised for at the wedding, and therefore he, the husband, can record one fifth less. So that is something that applies even where the nedunya is a smaller amount, only 100 versus 1,000. So on the one end, so what we're saying is that if it's shum b'maneh, if indeed, yes, she wants the husband to write that she brought in 100 zuz, metaltalin, worth that amount, so she has to make sure, because we know what it's going to be appraised for at the wedding, she has to give more. And that applies And then the chiddush here is that that applies to even a smaller amount of money, even if it's not 1,000 zuz, only 100 zuz. And then when we said if arba meos, she wants him to write down he was accepted 400 zuz in the ksuba, she has to bring in 500 a dunya. That's going to be appraised at 500. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes, Masha HaChasan Posek, when the Chasan now is going to write in the Ksuva the value of the Nedunya that she brought in Mimitaltalin, after it was already appraised at the wedding, whether it's a large dowry or a small dowry, Hu Posek Pachos Chomesh, he writes down in the Ksuva the less than a fifth. So it may sometimes be where he's recording in the Ksuva a certain amount, and therefore she's obligated to give a fifth more, or just the opposite. It was appraised at a certain amount, and he has the right, therefore, to write a fifth less. Perek Vav, Mishnah, Dalet. Paska, this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and it's coming to teach us that there's no difference, as we said, between a large Nedunya and a smaller Nedunya. The same way the Baal, it pledges less than a Chomesh regarding items that need to be appraised, like clothing and other vessels and jewelry. So that would be true whether they're more or less. So too, he's going to say the same thing. He has the right to be posek to pledge, or he should pledge the extra half, as we said, if it's money, and it's money because money can be invested so quickly, so right away. So therefore, we have to write down that he received a half more. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us like this. The previous Mishnah told us this halacha regarding the metaltalin. Now we're going to talk about the cash. Paskal ahachnas lo kisafim. So the woman pledged she's going to bring as part of the dowry cash. So selah kesef nasa shisha dinarim. So selah kesef, selah which is 4 dinar, end up becoming 6 dinar. So that's and once again makes the difference whether the nedunya is a lot or a little, and that's why it's a continuation. The previous Mishnah spoke about 1,000 dinar. But this is a continuation saying that would be true even if it's not 1,000 dinar. The same thing would be true if it's just very little. It's only a selah. That's all. The selah becomes 4 dinar, becomes 6 dinar. He has to record in the ksuva because that's money he can invest, and therefore he records more. Hechasan mikabel alav asara dinarim lakupa l'chol mane umane. And the Mishnah says here as well that a chasan accepts upon himself to give to his wife 10 dinar for kupa. Kupa means a basket, but it means basket of besamim and of cosmetics, of perfumes, l'chol mana emana, which means for every 100 dinar that she brings in the dowry, whether it's cash or it's metaltalin, the husband has to give 10 dinar, meaning a tenth of that goes to supplying her, providing for her perfume. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, hakol k'minag ha-medina. No, the husband adds on, corresponding to whatever the dowry is that she brings in, a lot or a little, whatever it is, whatever the minag ha-medina is. It's not always a fixed amount, 10 dinar. For every money, it's not necessarily 10% of the metaltalin or the ksufim in the dowry that he gives her, provides for her, for perfumes, for cosmetics, whatever the minhag ha-medina is.